Hi, this is Pastor Chuck Allen, and welcome back to another Sugar Hill Church Weekday Podcast. It is Monday, time to go out there and take charge and kill it today. One of the great things about Monday that we often miss in the getting back into routine is it is an opportunity to redirect mistakes from a week ago. It's almost like a mini New Year's, and we get to start over. So let's take a little different approach today, and we're going to work through a couple of pieces of scripture. Jesus said in John 15:5, apart from me, you can do nothing. So in our own willpower, what Jesus is saying, we can't do anything that pleases him in our own power. I mean, only by God's enabling grace in our life can we exercise self-control in an ongoing war against sinfulness. Now, I get it. You know, I don't think any of us like to be put into a category like we're sinful and we're wicked. And I get all that. And yet we are. I mean, the Apostle Paul affirms in Philippians 4:13, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. That is, Jesus has to be mightily working within me to be able to do all things. And then over in Galatians chapter 5, we read that there are 9 aspects of the fruit of the Spirit. So we give our life to Christ, and what happens is these fruits of the Spirit are kind of self-evident proofs that happen in our life because we're walking in the power of Christ. We're living in the power of Christ. The ability to do all things include these fruits of the Spirit. And self-discipline appears the last on the list. But by occupying this position, self-discipline assumes a place of extraordinary importance in our life. In reality, self-discipline is the summation of the previous 8 qualities that the Spirit produces in our lives. The work of the Spirit of God reaches its kind of consummation in self-control. This virtue enables us to realize every other aspect of spiritual fruit. But this is not about willpower. This is not about, okay, I need to lose 20 pounds, so I just need to avoid that donut. Paul compares the self-discipline required in walking with Jesus like an athletic person training for or competing in an ancient athlete's game. What does he say in 1 Corinthians 9:25? Everyone who competes in the games exercises self-control in small things. You know, if a runner is to win the prize, then that runner has to bring his or her entire life under the discipline of a rigorous training. I mean, the strenuous workout of an athlete demands that he or she are seriously restricted in their personal liberties. So it's also true in the Christian life. Paul says, train yourself for godliness in 1 Timothy 4:7, to pursue holiness. We have to have hear and live out the word of God. This is why I say to you all the time, the importance of these podcasts are that you hear the word of God so that you are then motivated, inspired to read the word of God so that you might react to the word of God. The Christian life, remember in 1 Timothy 4:7, what does Paul say? Train yourself for godliness. The picture there is that we're to pursue holiness. We're to make sure that we hear the word of God, we read the word of God, we react to the word of God in such a way that we recognize that biblical teaching, biblical preaching, and participating in corporate worship and things like communion or in our ability to read and stay in meditation and in prayer with the Lord and in fellowship with other believers, you know, but to do that, we have to deny ourselves some legitimate pleasures if we're going to do that. That kind of self-discipline is a reminder to us who need a little bit of motivation to train for spiritual victory. Today, I want to urge you and encourage you to take on Paul's admonition in 1 Corinthians 9:26. I box in a way as not beating the air. Paul is saying, you don't need to be a championship boxer, but when you train, clearly focus your aim on something. And in the Christian life, our focus is on Christ. When we get our focus off of Christ, we're like a boxer that's punching air. We're not connecting with anything. You see, an undisciplined follower of Jesus suffers great defeats in our bout against sin. To the contrary, a follower of Jesus who is self-controlled through the power of Christ and fighting against sin. You see, a champion athlete has to beat their body into submission. If not, they'll be disqualified from the race. And Paul warns that here's what we ought to do. Discipline our body to keep it under control, lest after preaching to others, I myself might be disqualified. But what is the price you pay? Well, we give up the control of ourself if we're to gain self-control. And may God enable us to exercise self-discipline on this Monday, an absolute necessity for victory in this walk. My friend, surrender control so that the Lord might have control, so that you might enjoy control, and your week would be off to a great start. God bless you. Make sure you share these below on Instagram, Twitter, or Facebook, and make sure you're part of these day after day. Share them on your social medias so that other folks are encouraged. God bless you. See you soon.